Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For over 100 years now, the world has seemed to change at an unprecedented pace. And that pace certainly feels like it has accelerated since the pandemic. Of course, change can create feelings of uncertainty and anxiety about the future. But our next guest says this change is also creating new opportunities in financial planning. Rob DeHollander is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on again.
And so how is all of this playing out, all of this rapid pace of change with your clients?
Yeah, you know, for me, when I look back at what the industry looked like 20 years ago when I came in, it's pretty remarkable, the changes. And this is probably true of most businesses, but when I came in the late 90s, we didn't have email. So correspondence was an old-fashioned phone call or a letter, I mean, a physical letter where you licked a stamp and put it in a box and they got it days later. Our account balances, our client information, that was updated once a week. Funny, looking back, we had one internet connection in the office. Two people had access to it. It was an old AOL, you know, 14.4 baud modem. And so if one person logged on, it would bounce the other person off. So they were always running up and down the hall asking if they were online or not. So for the last 20 years, this change, especially on the technology side, has created these wonderful tools, but it's also created a lot of disruption along how we do our business. And fortunately or unfortunately, the acceleration of this change is it's really increasing.
It almost sounds like you were talking about the good old days.
And so, I don't know if it was the good old days, Flintstones maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and so this acceleration of change, how are you addressing this with your clients?
You know, I think there's two things. First is a psychological impact. So the first thing that we talk with clients is you kind of have to acknowledge it, right? Because it's not going away. And in fact, it is getting faster and faster. And then the second is just to think about how it affects us. And I think sometimes we underestimate the impact of this constant, you know, 24/7 stream of information just coming at us. It can create feelings of anxiety and being overwhelmed. From a financial planning and a decision standpoint, this can lead to bad decision making. So as we work with clients, we're really trying to clear some of the noise out and just focus on the bigger long-term trends that are being created and ways to position money to take advantage of that.
That's a good segue into what I had mentioned in my introduction, that this is creating opportunities, you say.
Oh, yes. Yeah, huge. And maybe unprecedented in history. When you think about how you live your life, say even 10 years ago, think about how you did banking. Think about how you keep in touch with people. Think about how you get your news, how you shop. These are all examples of big change, and there were emerging companies that came into this space and created new ways that we live our lives. So we think looking forward that there are even more opportunities now in these emerging spaces. Let me just give three to your listeners. The first, and I've talked about this on your show before, and that's the Internet of Things, the interconnectivity of devices and data being collected with that. The second would be cloud storage, because all that information's got to be held and parsed somewhere, and the amount of physical storage required is growing exponentially for that, and will continue to do so. And then third is 5G, you know, where we were laying a fiber optic cable back in 2000 for the backbone of the Internet. I think 5G is going to be the wireless counterpart of that to get all these devices talking with the bandwidth that's needed. But based on what I have seen and read and some of the analyst reports, each of those three will probably be bigger than the smartphone market.
And you know, I remember that term from a few years ago, maybe it was longer, the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. That certainly has become pretty much a reality with all things, it seems. And that has led to a chip shortage, hasn't it? And some supply chain disruptions because of it. And so any final words of advice, any concerns we need to be thinking about?
Maybe not concerns long term. I would not abandon diversification. You know, stay diversified. The hardest part of these kind of emerging trends is picking tomorrow's winners today, right? So there's an old maxim in investing that says, if you don't know which horse is going to win the race, you bet on all the horses. That's where I think this thematic investing can help, because it gives you broad-based exposure to a bunch of companies in these areas, and then whichever the next winner is, presumably it's in that bucket. But we think it's a great consideration for a part of investors' long-term portfolios.
Rob, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Yep, thanks again, Mike.
Rob DeHollander is a certified financial planner, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.